Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together and we started a podcast to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing. Heck yeah, dude. How old are you?
23.
23, me too. Yeah. Dude. When's your birthday?
December 29th. Nice. So I just turned 23.
Okay, nice, man. Well, happy belated birthday then.
Thanks, bro. When's your birthday?
Mine's coming up, man. January 25th, I turned 24.
We're pretty close, dude.
We're pretty close there.
Yeah.
We are. Heck
yeah, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Thank you.
What are we at right now? 22nd?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
today's you said yours is 25th?
Mine's the 25th.
2 days, dude.
Coming
Wait,
up.
3 days, dude.
And then we're going to St. Pete. What, first weekend of February, right?
Yeah,
for his birthday, we're all going to St. Pete for like a little skate trip. Yeah,
dude, heck yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. We went to Jacksonville for the Street League Super Crown and stuff, and that like changed our whole outlook on skate trips. And like, we just, every chance we get, we want to go on a trip like that. Just
what did you guys do out on that trip?
We stayed in the same hotel as like all the pros and the industry dudes and stuff for like the whole weekend. So it was just like, the vibe was just awesome because it was like you could skate anywhere. So we'd like skate around the town, get a coffee, like skate street spot, like just cruise around. We didn't get to skate quite as much as I wanted to, but we went to Kona at one point and a different skate plaza. I don't remember the name of, but
It's called South Beach. It's called South Beach Skate Park.
Yeah,
it's in Jacksonville. It's by the beach. That one was super sick.
Yeah,
we went there like right like an hour before the lights or before it got dark and there was no lights. So we're like, dang.
What does that park look like? Is there a bowl in the middle of it?
Yep.
We went there too.
Heck yeah.
Isn't it sick?
It's so
sick. It's like a course right around the bowl. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even like look at the bowl because there were so many people there that I was like, I'm just gonna chill around. And there's like this long fat rail that I was just like, every time I go around, just chill on a 50 on it. It was like,
yeah,
it felt real nice.
Heck yeah.
Then I got challenged to a game of skate. I made myself proud.
Yeah, when you're in another town and someone challenges you, you're just like, okay, let me show them what I can do.
Bro, because homie pulled out like a late flip or like right out the gate, and I was like, bro, you don't even know, bro. Hit him with like the nollie pressure hard flips and stuff and like leg shows, and he's like, how'd you do that? I was like, don't come at me with them cheap tricks, bro. I got them.
Dude, that's the cool thing about a game of skate. Yeah. You know, it's like if you start with kick flip, heel flip, nollie heel, or if you just go straight for the throat, it's like, okay, no more, you know. Let's just throw it all out there.
Yeah.
Circus tricks.
Everyone has like their own strategy to it. It's like usually mine's like nollie, kickflip, heel flip, 180, like go through the line, like nollie big spin, and then it's like, and then it goes from there. Like usually tray flips like probably the first five tricks.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I like to think of games of skate like how Chris Cole takes games of skate. He sees it as like a gentleman's duel, and he has so many tricks. He could get five letters just first try, little dorky circus tricks, but he knows that there's like a level of respect, you know? Yeah. You can't just like bust out the back foot tray flip thing or whatever. I like it like that.
Yeah.
And the last letter, I like taking the last letter. You got to like do a finishing move kind of where it's not, if like the person's not good at switch and you do a switch kick flip as like the E, That's come on. You got to do something that's hard for you.
Or do something like that you know that they don't have. Like, that's just whack. Like, don't just try to, like, cut them off like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do something that's challenging for you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully when they get there, they'll play the same game.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, you always have that mentality. When I'm playing you and it's like, I've got T, you're always trying something that's, like, really hard for you.
Because that's how I like to take it. Because then that way, like, I land something. If I do, like, a cab heel or something, that's like, hell yeah, I did it. And then you're like, oh, no, that might be game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, no, it's respect, man.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind Nick at All Times, the name?
Well,
such an interesting name.
Nick at All Times. Nice to meet you. But honestly, like, so when I started my YouTube, I made a YouTube channel a while ago, and I made like this real cool compilation thing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try mixing music, and I used like a video editor to try to mix music, and I was like, this sounds pretty cool. But then I slept on it. I woke up the next day. Well, no, as I was trying to go to sleep, I was like, I should put some like clips to it or something, and I did that, and like I was really stoked on the project. And then so I made a YouTube. And then I was trying to post it, but there's so much copyright to it that I couldn't even post it. But I was real proud of it at the time. Because I took, like, TV production to school. Didn't actually, like, go by the books or anything like that. And I got into it because I helped a friend out with a project. And then a TV production teacher came and found me and was like, I want you in my class. You're dropping one of your classes and coming in mine. What? I was like, I'll do that as long as I always get a film stuff. And she's like, okay, sweet. So I just would make like little skits and stuff for the news and everything. I had so much fun doing that.
Yes.
But anyways, when I made the channel, I called the channel Soggy Noodles. And I was like, that's cool, dude. It's funny. And like my last name's Sirago. So like people in like when I was younger would call me like Sirago Soggy Noodles. Like, I don't know. Like they just thought that was funny. And that was it. And then I was like, no, like I really want to actually make a YouTube channel and do stuff. And the hardest part was like actually starting it and like getting to like make a first video. I didn't know what I want to do. I was like, oh, eventually do like skating and stuff or whatever. But I was really into like using scrap wood to like make things. So like my first video is actually filmed of me building skate benches out of a bunch of scrap wood and like making them real cool and whatever. But I was like, this looks real lame. Like, I'm not posting this. But when I was like, all right, I need a name, I literally just thought about it. And I was like, like I get called Nickelodeon all the time. And then I was like, Nick at Night. Like, I was like, Nick at Night. I'm not Nick at Night. Like, Nick at all times. Like, I'm Nick at all times. I'm always Nick, right? And then, like, I like looked it up on the internet. Like, Nick at all times. Like, nothing. I thought Nickelodeon would for sure have something that says, like, oh, Nick at all times, like a YouTube channel of like greatest hits of Nickelodeon or whatever. Like, that would be good strategy, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't. So I was like, Nick at all times sounds sick. And then just went with it. And now it's like, it's just funny. Like, it's honestly, I'm proud of it. It's like rolls off the tongue real good. It's not taken, and like it's fun to say. Like whenever I see someone, I'm like, "What's up? Hey, it's Nick. Nick at all times." And it's just for me, it's a joke. Like it's funny to say it, but also it's like it's me, but it's like an alter ego in a sense. Yeah. Because it's like it's a joke of like the popularity that I don't have from it. Because like my YouTube's not like you had Judah on here, and like Judah's my boy from back in the day. And like his YouTube's like popping, and like I just make mine to like record the fun times with my friends of skating, and like I enjoy the times that are spent. I enjoy like having the fun of filming them, and like then putting them together is real fun. And then you have a finished product of like this whole thing that your friends can look at and be like, wow, like that was a fun time that we had there. And yeah. Like, and you can always look back on it. And I do the same thing. Like I watch old videos, and I'm just like, I get excited. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, those were such fun times, dude. And you get to like mix music to them and stuff. And honestly, like I just have fun with it. And I told myself before I started the YouTube, I'm like, if I do this, I'm not going to make it like a job. I'm not going to make it stressful, and I'm not going to have deadlines and this and that. Make videos when you want to, have fun. Cause that's something that always stressed me out. Like I loved painting, but like when I had a project that I had to do where I had to make a painting, I like would get stressed out and like not even do it. Because I was like, I don't want to do this. This is forced right now. I feel like it should flow through me naturally, and like, mm-hmm. which would affect my grades sometimes. But like my teacher knew, like she knew I knew what I was doing. But I think not having that extra stress of having deadlines and like having to do anything one particular way or whatever has really helped, and you know, like freed stress that like could possibly be on me from that, and like not trying to get big, but like the way I can make my YouTube popular is just have fun with it and be like, yo, it's Nick at all times. Like, what's mm-hmm. up? Like, yeah. Nice to meet you, this and that. And it's like, if people dig what I do, they can watch it and like and laugh and enjoy it and do whatever with me. Or like, you know, if you don't want to watch it, like chilling, like I'm just having fun over here, like with my yep. friends. And this, if you want to know what I'm up to, go watch the YouTube. Like,
yeah, and I like that, because then having Nick at all times as like the brand, it makes it so your channel can be anything Nick is doing. So exactly. It's like if you take a snowboard trip to Colorado, that can be a video that fits the like the channel. Mm-hmm. Or if you just go on a skate trip, or it's just a day in the life of your regular day.
Yeah.
All of that is Nick at all times. Yeah. And I think that that's awesome.
Yeah, because people ask me, like, what is Nick at all times? And it's like, well, I'm Nick. I'm always Nick. So I'm Nick at all times. Also, it's like you get to witness me, Nick, at all times. You get to witness me at the skate park. You get to witness me at work, like me possibly on a snowboarding trip or a skate trip or whatever, just whatever it may be. Whatever I feel like making at that time, that's what you're going to see. And that's me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, that's awesome. Really. I'm surprised that wasn't taken, dude. That's
good, I'm real surprised, too. That. Honestly, yeah. Like, that's such a blessing. Like, it's real sick, but it's like I don't know. It's real cool. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, maybe I should like trademark that or something pretty soon. Like,
you got the handles too, right? Isn't your Instagram just Nick at all times?
Yeah.
That's so special to have that. Cause like when someone asks what your Instagram is, it's always a like challenge to have to be like, it's Brian Lombardo, but there's a dot and there's two L's and you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you can just say Nick at all times, search it up.
I've honestly never thought about that. Like having that, I have the Instagram handle until you just said that. Like, cause people are like, dang, I can't have that handle. It's like, I have the handle for the name I want, which is cool. Because I was always like, my name's Nick Sirago. What's your Instagram? At Nick Sirago. That's it. If you want to find me, it's real easy. But like people would have like phrases for their names. And I'm like, well, how are we supposed to find you when your name isn't even your name? Like if people want to look you up, they can't even find you.
Yeah.
But it's like funny now, like when people are like, what's your Instagram? I'm like, Nick at all times. And that's a plug. Because I can be like, I actually have a YouTube channel, so like that's why it's that, and it's like, you know, a fun thing, like whatever. And like, oh, you have a YouTube channel, I'll check it out, and then like maybe they'll subscribe.
Yeah, it makes all the difference having it easy to search because you don't have to like have them jump through any hoops. Because it's like with the attention spans, if you are talking to someone who might get a kick out of what you do, having them be able to find it like pretty instantly gives them all the more chance to like subscribe to it. You know.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's true.
And it sucks when you don't have it. Like me, I have ProfessorShred.com, which is sick. I don't have like any bells and whistles or whatever. It's just that. And then the Instagram, I have Shred Grip, no dots, spaces, anything. But my personal, I wish I had Professor Shred, just at Professor Shred. But it's abbreviated PROF.Shred. Because there's someone, and I wish there was a way I could like get it somehow, but the dude who has at Professor Shred is some guitarist guy, and he's got like two posts, and his last post was probably like 2015 or like.
Bro, you should hit him up.
I've tried. I DM'd him,
really?
And I think I've even like
tried to find him on
reached
Facebook
out to Instagram or something. Like I've tried to get to the bottom of it, because if I had that handle, it'd be so cool. Because it seems like the page has been inactive for a long time, and I don't know if Instagram can like
drop it after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I feel like they do that
for people.
I mean,
like
it happens
famous
with trademarks.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I were to somehow have a YouTube channel with, like, Logan Paul-level following, I'm sure they could do something like, oh, he needs the blue verified check mark, so let's, like, get him at Professor Shred or something like that, you know? I don't know, though. I don't know how it
let's
works.
Let's get them check marks, bro.
Dude, for real, that'd be so sick.
For real.
When did you start skating?
I was probably about, like, 11. Yeah, I was 11. Heck 10, yeah. 11. Heck let's yeah. go with 11.
Do you remember what your first board was?
DGK. I still have it.
What? Yeah. No, that's legendary.
Still have my board, bro.
Wow.
That's real cool for me, like, that I can still have that.
It's yeah,
like,
dude.
Have you guys, how long have you guys lived in, like, Fort Myers area?
Whole life.
Sweet. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys remember Brotherhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I got my first board.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
So I still have TCs.
What'd you get?
TCs. I got my
TCs. You remember
TCs? TCs?
Yo, before Brotherhood, well, during Brotherhood, there was a shop right down the road here, up right near that Walmart on 41, called TC's Skate Shop. TC's Wake Skate Surf is what it was called. Todd Collins was the dude that ran it, and it was sick. It was a cool little local shop.
Yeah, I never heard of that, because, like, at that time, I wasn't cultured in skateboarding for a long time after that. Like, I didn't know, like, you know, Instagram wasn't a thing. Like, YouTube was barely a thing. Like, plus, at that age, having your parents be like, yeah, you can go on the computer and like do whatever you want, like it wasn't a full thing yet. So like I knew of like Brotherhood, and I only went in there one time before they ended up closing at that location across from the mall
with the mini ramp in the back.
Yeah Because I always heard about the mini ramp, and I was like, that's so cool, dude. Like, but wow, that sounded really nice. But yeah, that's where I got my first board, and like I heard of like Aggro was over in the Cape, or no, in Edison Mall, then All Star was over in Cape off Santa Barbara, and it was like they sold like paintball guns and skateboards, and like it was like a weird mixture of like, I don't even know, like paintball, that's not
just
an action
all
sport.
Sort of sporting goods.
Yeah, like kind of sporting goods like that, but like not like baseball bats or anything.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So it's like cool sports, I guess.
Yeah. There we go.
I mean, baseball's cool. Sorry, everyone. I played for 6 years, so. But I quit once I got my first DGK skateboard. But yeah, still has the Brotherhood grip on it, blue font on there, and like maybe this much tail on it. It's real cool. Has every like shoe brand at the time sticker, like Circus sticker, Lakai sticker, Van sticker, like whatever sticker I could get was going on my board.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's sick that you have it, man. I remember my first board as Power Peralta complete. Don't have it. Don't even know what happened to it, honestly.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't even know what my first board was.
Yours was a BAM.
No, I remember that was... Yeah, because he took both of us.
Nah, he took you and Zach.
Me and Zach, and we got completes. And I got that purple BAM element.
Yeah.
And he got the chapter one from TC's. That's right.
Yeah.
The Sean Frick pro model.
And I was jealous, so I went the next weekend.
But I don't think that was my first board.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I had one. Because I skated a board without grip for the longest time. And it was
an element. Was it given to you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think the BAM was like your first board for yourself.
Yeah. I never really thought about that. You're right.
Yeah.
Do you remember trying to break that board and we couldn't?
Yeah, that board was indestructible.
Honestly. I definitely went through those.
Like, putting it on the culvert.
Or put it in the sewer drain and try to kick the tail off it or something.
It's like throwing a brick on it.
Yeah. And then you break and you're like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, before I had my first board, I guess like my neighbor had a Dark Star board. That he like let me like use. I didn't know anything about skateboarding then. I didn't skate, but like I had it. And then my brother's friend like thought he's funny and went to Caveman off a truck and just snapped it right in half.
So, oh my
gosh. I didn't skate. But while we're on that, I'll just tell you like how I started skating. And I was at my buddy's house and his cousin used to skate and they had fully flared. And actually, let me backtrack a little bit. So, before this occasion, within a year prior, my aunt and uncle, who aren't actually my aunt and uncle, they're like not blood, but they're my godparents. They were in town from Pennsylvania, and they said that they're taking me to a skate park, like in Tampa. And so they took me to skate park in Tampa, and it turns out, like when I was there, I got taught how to drop in by Brian Schaefer and toured the whole back rooms there, ate dinner at his house, like played instruments with him and everything like that. And it turns out my godfather's mother used to babysit Brian Schaefer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a small world.
Yeah. Back in Jersey, they, she used to babysit him. So he knew Schaefer and like, that's how the connection came about. And then while I was there, like he taught me how to drop in, didn't even skate at that time, whatever. And then like time went by and I was at my buddy's house and Fully Flared was on TV and I see Mike Mo's part and I'm like instantly after his part, I was like, I'm going to be a skateboarder. That was it right there. And so I probably got my first skateboard like that Christmas and like forever, like Mike Mo's been my favorite skater of all time. And at Street League Supercron, I met him.
Yes, because he was judging, right, with Kelly.
I didn't even think, like, I was like, because I go to Tampa Pro and Tampa Am every year, and, like, I always say, like, bro, if some reason Mike Mo is here, like, last place I think he'd be is, like, Tampa or in Florida at all, like, Mike Mo's busy and, like, whatever. Totally forgot he was judging Street League now. I didn't even think I was going to be at a Street League. We can get into that in a second.
Uh-huh.
But we were just chilling where we were getting, like, free food with all the pros and stuff like that, and I'm just, like, walking over, I was like, I've met a bunch of pros, but I was like, dang, there's Jeff Rowley. I was like, wow, there's Big Cat from Rob Erdick's Fantasy Factory, like Rob Erdick's cousin. And then I look to, and then I see Garrett Hill, and then I'm like, that's Mike Mo right there. And I was literally like shaking, bro. Like, I don't trip out on people. Like, I'm like mad used to it, but I was like, that's my favorite skater of all time. He's the reason I'm skating, and I'm wearing Lakai's right now because like first pair of shoes were Lakai's. Cause like, and still skating girl boards. Actually, skating a reel right now. Reels just feel better. But like, I like to support Girl and Chocolate.
Okay.
But yeah, met him. Got to tell him the little story that I just told you guys about, like him getting me to start skating, and he was real hyped on it. And you know, we moved on. And after that, I was just like eating like, this is the greatest day of my life. Like, it was real sick.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's what I told him. I said, if Chris Cole, if I ever, because like I wasn't trying to trip on like certain people we met, because I had, before that trip, I hadn't really met really any pros, like not that much. I've never been to Tampa Pro or Tampa Am or anything.
Oh, dude, you should go. It's real close.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like for real.
I know, you get to meet everyone. Met Austin a few times. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I can get a Tampa tat.
What?
Yeah, that's why I got a Tampa tie right here.
Yeah, so, dude.
Because it was my first skate park, and also I probably have at least 7 tattoos from Tampa.
Yes.
Every time I go to Tampa, I get at least 2.
Are they free or just very cheap?
They're free tattoos.
But you tip?
At least a $20 tip, and highest tip goes first. So if someone puts 25 down and you put 26, you're next in line. But if someone puts 40, they're ahead. You put 41, you're next. And then you go, if you go up and you're like 50, will you, if I throw down 50 right now, will you do 2 of these? And he's like, yeah. And that's how I got these. These were, I got 4-star on this one, and I got the Tampa logo on this one. First one's at Tampa, and I paid $40 for them.
That's awesome,
that's
bro.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, so like I got most of my tattoos from Atomic Tattoos, who does the tattoos at Tampa.
That's so legendary.
For real. That is legendary.
But yeah, dude, go get a tattoo, Tampa. Tampa Pro is coming up. I think March. March is usually when it is.
Yeah,
they're
back
on track to being normal.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to do that.
We do.
And I was telling him Chris Cole would be one person that, like, if that's someone who I would for sure trip on, I feel like, just because he's always been my favorite. Him or Tommy Sandoval. If I met Tommy Sandoval, I'd be like, I want to go have a conversation with you, but, like, it'd be like that, where I'm just, like, a nervous idiot.
You give me Tommy Sandoval vibes, for sure.
He's been my favorite, dude.
Yeah. I met Chris Cole, I think my first time going to Tampa Pro, it was 2014. So I got, you know, I was a little kid and I had a board, got everyone to sign it. First day, got everyone to sign it. Second day, got a picture with everyone. Dude, real, real sick at that time. And then it's like, after that, it was like, once I got older and I was meeting people, I was like, it's real mellow. Like, I've done this before, because I go to Tampa Am and Tampa Pro every year, because, like, I work with Ride Nature. And we go and we have a booth there, and we get to, and we clean the course every night for them so that they have a clean park. And we just offer that to them out of, you know, cause we get to come there and have a good time. They let us pay to have a booth and you know, we want to do our part for skateboarding and just, do the Lord's work in any way we can and get our hands dirty.
Yeah, absolutely. Skaters for the skaters.
That's amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
That's amazing.
So, like, but what's even cooler now is that this last Tampa Pro, they said, you don't have to pay for your booth. They're like, as long as you're cleaning the course, you don't have to pay for your booth. You don't have to pay anything. And then along with that, you guys can have a Sunday church service at Tampa Pro.
Yeah, I saw that you guys did that.
Yes.
That's amazing,
yes.
Dude.
So we got to do the first ever church. Okay, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the first ever church service that has been at Tampa and Tampa Pro. And, like, we got to do worship, and we got to have the whole service. Carlos Ribeiro was there.
That's
actually who hooked us up with tickets to go to Street League.
Wow.
Yeah, because we have, like, some sort of relationship with him through, like faith and, like, the works that we do and stuff. And, like, Mark, who is the founder of Ride Nature, is actually the one in contact with him. And he's like, yo, Street League's coming here, like, and, like, hit him up. And he's like, yeah, dude, for sure. Like, we'll hook you up with tickets. And, like, I think, like, five or six of us got to go out there, that's VIP amazing. Passes, hang with all the pros. Like, literally, like, bro, Ty Evans is, like, filming Nyjah the whole time right next to us. Like, I'm telling you, anytime Ty Evans puts down the camera, someone else has a camera on Nyjah, because they're filming a documentary on Nyjah for, like, his life or whatever. And it's trippy, bro. And Nyjah's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He's, like, full respect for Nyjah, everything. Don't agree with his lifestyle, but he is a talented individual, and he deserves what he gets in skateboarding, for sure. Like, his shoes, his trophies, the money. Like, I'm not saying he's doing the best thing with his money or whatever. I don't know what he fully does with his life, but, dude, now he's just killing it. He's doing what he loves, and he's getting paid, so.
Yeah. It tripped me out to see, because I've haven't met any pros regardless of, like, or let alone Nyjah Houston, like, one of the biggest. He's got, like, 5 million Instagram followers or something. And it tripped me out to see when we'd walk behind as, like, the event was over and, like, pros were exiting, seeing everyone lining up for autographs and just the huge swarm around Nyjah and just these kids that just, like, want to see Nyjah and get pictures of Nyjah. And then there's, like, Lucas Rebello, like, walking right behind us. And I was like, did none of you guys see? Like, what's up, bro? Like, he's right here. But I mean, that is what it is. Everyone recognizes him. And he's, like, he's reached that, like, superstar level that, like, Ryan Sheckler used to have.
You know when he shows up. Like, literally, like, standing there, you're... and you're like, I'm like, Nyjah's here. Turn around. Nyjah's pulling up with squad.
When we were in the hotel, it was crazy because we... I think it was, like, right when we got to the hotel, we saw the big black van, Ty's van. So we were like, yo, Ty's in this hotel.
With the camera on?
Yeah, because before we got there, we saw it on his Instagram story, and we saw, like, where they were staying. And Danny's like, yo, I think that's the hotel we're staying at. That they're, like, on their story.
Yeah.
And, right when we got there, we see Ty's big van. And then we didn't see Nyjah until the last day after the finals. He was, like, coming in. All the guys were coming in to, like, have food and whatever in the lobby, and Nyjah just strolls right through, sits down with Felipe Gustavo, and I'm just sitting there, like, when you see him in person and see, like, how they're the same height as you, it's like, because you think of them as this tall, you know what I mean? You think of them as, like, these giant figures, but being in that setting, you realize they're just like us. They're just really good at skating.
Yeah, it takes, like, just, like, seeing them in person and, like, realizing, like, they're just like me and you. They just have a talent that exceeds maybe, like, where we're at personally. Yeah. Like, and, like, dude, someone like Jagger Eden or even, like Zion Wright or Simon Banerow or whoever it may be, like, they're all, like, our age. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's, like, crazy that we're, like, we idolize them so heavy, and then we meet them and they're like, oh, wow, they're just like me and you. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're the same thing, but they're gnarly. Like, and, like, you kick it with them and they're super cool. Like, from my experience of going to Tampa Am and Tampa Pro, like, I got to, like, hang out and actually have conversations and, like, spend time with a lot of, like, professional and amateurs. And it's like, dude, they're super chill. Like, depending who it is, like, they're super chill and they're just human beings. And it's real rad once you realize that. And then you get that extra support for them when you, like, see their video parts. Cause you're like, wow, like, heck yeah, dude, you're killing it. Like, keep doing your thing. Like, it's real sick.
And I bet if you, like, see him, like, if we were at Kona or whatever and we saw like game of pros come and skate it too, it'd be that same skate rat vibe. Like, we're all just skaters, so if we're all, like, skating an eight stair or something, and obviously they might be trying, like, switch flip back lip or something, and one of us is trying to crook, they're gonna be rooting for us just as hard as we're rooting for them. And then if someone lands whatever trick, it'll be the same. Like, it won't be like, oh, I could do that in my sleep. You know, I mean, maybe some people are like that, but I assume most skaters are not like that.
No, dude, it's just like, you know, like, the vibes around, like, ride nature. Like, dude, there's people that can barely even stand on the board to people that are, like, are straight shredding it. And it's like, dude, everyone's just there, like, hyping each other up.
Yeah, like clapping when the dude lands the drop in for the first time. You're like, yes, dude.
Or clapping when they slam. You're like, that's what it takes, bro. Like, get back up. Let's go through it again. Like, it's real sick, dude. The vibe of skateboarding is real cool. I think it's just, it's been becoming even, like, cooler and cooler over the years, because when I was younger and started skating, like, dude, even, like, the people that skated at my skate park, the older kids, like, they would make fun of us, and, like, they would, like, be jerks, and it's like, dude, like, I'm here, like, having fun, trying to learn, and, like, you guys are being jerks. I'm looking up to you right now. Like, I'm sitting watching you, and you're getting bummed that I'm sitting here watching you. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I want to learn. And where skateboarding's at now compared to then, when everyone, like, was just vibing each other out, like, skateboarding's so loving now and so accepting, and I think it's just so rad. And I think we've, like, really come a long way in, like, skateboarding. And, you know, it may be, like, blowing up in, like, the Olympics and everything, and, like, everyone may have their own opinions on, like, it being in the Olympics and certain things within skateboarding, but I think altogether, like, we're just coming closer to one another and, like, really supporting one another. I think it's, like, real cool.
Yeah it's crazy to see where it's come. And how it's changed too, because I agree with you. Like, when I was a kid, I've been skating for a real long time. I took a break through, like, high school, and then I started again when I graduated. But I would be at the skate park, like, 6-7 years old, like you said, watching the older guys, and they're yelling because you're in the way, or yelling because you're doing whatever. Sometimes. Get vibed out.
Just being
out, for
in
sure.
The skate shop too, like, sometimes there's, like, unspoken rules. Yeah, and if you're, like, golden mall grab or something, it's like you're shunned, and it's like, what?
But I love how inviting it is now. I'm always trying to be that for the younger generation that I see now. You know, be the difference. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because a lot of people are, like, at Veterans, like a session at Veterans, everyone's cheering, everyone's clapping. Yeah. It's sick.
The vibe over there is real tight.
Yeah,
like, everyone's, like, real tight with one another.
Down here, the skate community is pretty solid, like, mm-hmm. that. Because I've heard, like, I've been skating with some people around, and people, like, come from other states, and they're like, man, the scene down here is different. It might not be as big, but there's love behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
So that's for sure.
I can't wait until the city or, you know, brands or businesses that pop up or whatever start to build the actual, you know, because the skate scene's here. There's just not really, like, the ability to skate as much as other places like St. Peter, Tampa. Where, like, if we had a skate park in Estero, you know, Fort Myers, like, more skate parks.
All the places they're telling us that there's going to be a skate park.
Dude.
There isn't a skate park.
Yeah. Lakes Park actually reached back out to me about my email, and they said they don't have plans to, like, do anything skateboarding related. And I was like, well... And they told me about Chandler Park. They're like, yo, but the Parks and Rec is building Chandler Park. They're, like, going to break ground on that and this and that. So that's something to hope for. And I was like, true. And I was like, well, what about just a parking lot? Like, we'll do the skate park. I'll bring ramps and we'll just, like...
Oh, yeah, we'll get it done.
Yeah.
Skaters will make it happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just give us permission. We'll make it happen. Like, look at Burnside. Like, they just did it.
That's why I wish... Because there's one... I don't remember which skate park it was, but there was something I was watching... And there's a skate park like that where it's just like legendary under a bridge type skate park. And the way the city classified
like FDR?
But the way the city classified it was, I feel like it might have been in Vancouver because I think Andy Anderson was the one describing the skate park. Mm. But they classified it as like a bike path. And they just had a bunch of ramps under the bridge because it's like DIY skate park or whatever. Yeah. But the city technically classified it as like a bike path, so they had to have the like one lane going through the whole thing to make it like up to code or something.
Yeah,
it's just tough with like all the rules and insurance and all that. I just wish that it could just be more laid back to where it's like just put up a sign that says skate at your own risk, and that's like all you gotta do.
That's it.
Because one tennis court at Three Oaks Park, they have how many, 18 or 12 or something like that tennis courts? If they just had one tennis court size plot of land with that smooth of ground and let us do stuff, that's all we need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ride Nature's a testament. Like, just that lot of land that isn't perfect, but has turned into, like, this sick skate spot.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, like, if we have people, like, outside that are supporting that, like, you know, want to donate concrete, want to donate money, like, bro, we could have a sick park in the backyard over there. Like, because we built that hip. We built those quarters. Like, we built that stuff. Everything there, we built. Like, we, like, came together and built it. But the thing is, like, Ride Nature is a nonprofit, so we don't profit from things. So it's like to use the money wisely and like, oh, should we put our money towards this? Or like, what is the money going towards? Like, that's not always first priority.
Yeah.
Like, of course, that's what we want to do to grow the community. And even since like that hip has been built there, like there's always people there. But since that hip's been there, like the traffic has been heavy.
Yeah,
and it's just like seeing more people come to the shop and like seeing more people visiting, like, pro skaters are in our backyard sometimes. Like, it's real sick. Like,
did Evan Smith stop by the other day?
Like, a few weeks ago? Yeah. I don't know if he did, but there's no way. Like, I'm assuming that he was filming with Marshall, maybe. But I've heard the rumors and saw clips that he was in Fort Myers, and, like, I heard of the clips that he got, but I haven't actually seen him. Like,
what did you hear?
I heard he switch-flipped over the Steamer Gap. Yeah. So, I don't know if that's true or not.
Dang, I saw he was there. I saw that on the Instagram story, and I saw he was at the sixth stair, the courthouse sixth stair.
Okay.
And I saw wall ride marks, like front side wall ride marks over the rail. So I'm like, did he just bust a front side wall
ride?
If
someone did that, it was him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, no one's popping front side up to a wall ride like that unless you're him or something.
Yeah, but I can't say for sure if he's in the backyard, but if he was with Marshall, I know Marshall has brought other pros over to ride to skate the backyard. So maybe Evan Smith was in my backyard.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's cool because there's nothing else. Like, you gotta respect it because all the people, regardless of where, what like little pocket of the skate community you're in, or like what part of town you're from, or what your squad is, there's no skate parks. Like, there's the one in Cape, and there's the one all the way in Edge, or Edge is sick, but it's like all the way in Naples and Lehigh, all the way out there. But there's nothing just like here in Fort Myers, like 41, like that whole area, like Brotherhood used to be.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Ends, like Ride Nature has the Ends skate park, but which is, we're only open Monday and Friday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 to 9, and then on Wednesdays, it's only for kids under 18. So it's really cool to have an indoor park that we could skate at, but also it's not that big of a space, and it's not like an everyday thing.
Yeah.
So if we had like a Team Pain park or something, like something little, bro, like something like we could totally do that. Like, bro, Fort Myers Skate Park, that's ridiculous that that's gone.
Yeah.
Like, there's sand there.
Beach volleyball.
Yeah, yeah, you know how much field was around that? Leave the skate park, just put it right next to it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal with that?
The whole grass field that was right in next to the parking lot.
You tore apart concrete to put sand when there's grass right there that you can just dig and put some sand in.
For real.
Like, that's why when it comes to like some of the new downtown spots that have popped up and like how much we've been trying to like shred downtown, it's because of that. It's like, dude, what do you expect? We're skaters, we're trying to get better. It's in the Olympics now. Yeah. So like we've got all this inspiration to do gnarly tricks and like learn and whatever and skate every day, but we don't have like a facility to do it, you know? Especially like living in this area like San Carlos Park, it's kind of a hike to get anywhere. Like, like we try to make it to Veterans often, but that's a drive. So if it's wet when we get there, it's like, dang it, we just wasted like so much time and so much gas and can't even skate here. Same with Edge, same with Cape Coral, and the Ends too. Like, it's all the way up there in North Fort Myers. Yeah. We need something that's like here. And I don't think the cities really realize what it would do because they're like cultural centers, skate parks. So if you had something just little, like, I wish they'd take notes of some of these cities up near St. Pete where they have tiny skate parks where it's just like, a little, it could just serve the immediate community. It doesn't have to be like
just put a quarter pipe, like an A-frame, a rail, a
couple things
like,
in the middle. And then like that way, at least the kids that live around here and go to Three Oaks Middle and like San Carlos Elementary, they could congregate there and have a safe spot to just like learn and, you know, make friends. And like,
you got a basketball court in every corner, and like a football field and a soccer field that takes up so, like, if there's a soccer field, there's four of them, and there's not just one, there's four of them. So it's like, take one of those fields. Make a skate park. Come on, do it.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, and that's why I'm thinking, like, I've always looked at the Olympics as a good thing, because obviously there's a lot of, like, whack things when it comes to corporate skating and, like, cheesy commercials involving skating. But, like, at the end of the day, it's popularizing skating. And it being in the Olympics, that security guard that's kicking you out might now see it as, oh, he's training for, like, he's an athlete training. He's not just like a little punk kid messing up my concrete.
Which isn't always the case, but it definitely does play an influence into it for sure. Of just like, oh, I see that on TV, that's a thing, like we could do that, like people are doing that for a living, and I understand that a little bit now. You got two more tries, like even that, like just a little grace added to it. But you were talking about spots popping up in downtown. Have you skated a new spot?
The Ledge?
By the library?
I want to. I drove past it the other day when I was down there, and I have a trick in mind I want to try there, or like a line I want to try. It looks so buttery.
So that thing's been there forever, but it hasn't been a spot. So I'm going to, since we're live right now, I'm going to gas myself up. Me and, actually I'm not going to name drop because just in case, me and my buddies, we made that spot. We made that spot skateable. Yeah. Yep. So whoever is skating that spot, know that you're just say thank you.
Yeah.
Or just subscribe to Nick at all times. There you go.
And do it more, because I like, that's what I've been saying. And like,
and do it right.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen the spot, I dug it out. This is, hopefully police aren't watching, I don't care less, whatever. But dug it out and then mulched it. So it looked like it was the actual architecture that connected to their mold.
What a G, dude. Yeah,
so
that's
when
legendary.
You walk by it, you can't notice that it's just disgusting. I mean, now you can because it's like all buttered up and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, no, it looks like legit part of their architecture there. So just if you're going to make a spot, do it right.
Yeah.
And don't just, do it right.
Yeah.
Go at the right time. Don't get arrested.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yep.
Be safe and smart about it.
But yeah, for sure. Go out and make spots.
Yeah, I brought lacquer to. I brought lacquer downtown for the first time. I've never really like went all out like that with the rub brick, lacquer, wax, like making a ledge that is crusty, a skatable, perfect ledge. I've never done that before. But just seeing some of the spots downtown now, I'm like, this has got to, if this was just buttery, that would be like open the possibilities to tricks and stuff so much.
Yeah, eventually, hopefully, that whole ledge all the way around will be like all buttered up, but we had to start somewhere. So.
Yeah, and it's right by the slappy curb too. So like, I'm thinking you could do some lines where
for sure you could do a sick line.
Yeah,
like just hit the slappy curb, do a flat ground trick, and hit the ledge, and then off the curb. Like,
heck yeah, dude, that's sick.
Yeah, we've gotten some clips there.
There you go, nice, dude.
When did your relationship with Ride Nature start through your skating?
So I was in high school. And I heard that there was a mini ramp And I, like, my homie Cody Lawrence, he told me about it, and I was like, bro, where's this mini ramp at? Like, can anyone just go and skate it? And he's like, yeah. And then, like, I went, I think I went with him one time, and like, someone left let us in the side gate and to skate the ramp. The shop wasn't even open yet. It wasn't even a thing yet. Like, well, it was a thing, but it wasn't open and complete yet. So I found out that I can skate there. So I was like, at that time I was skating there. I was just getting, I wasn't fully healed, but, or whatever, but I was hurt for 2.5 years, and something was wrong with my knee and my back that like no doctor can figure out. Like, it was a real long, stressful process for me. Dang. Where I didn't step on a board for 2.5 years.
Wow.
But I found out there's a mini ramp, and I'd go there sometimes, like push around, and then a little bit until like my knee started hurting or whatever. But I'd like text my friends and be like, you guys trying to hit the ramp? Dip out of school. Like, I'd just leave school and go skate the ramp. And like, the person that would let me in the side gate, his name was Garrett, and that ended up being my first friend at Ride Nature, and then which turned into the shop opening up, and then me going there more often. And then it was just a place to hang out. They used to do like Friday barbecues like every Friday, and it was just a cool place to skate with your friends. That was like, it used to be all fenced in back there and stuff. And I probably hung around Ride Nature for like a solid like 4 years, just like going to skate churches and stuff, where we go to different skate parks and bring pizza and like share a message and get to like talk about like the gospel with the kids and get to share like what we're into and all that. But like, I was doing that for like 4 years, and me myself, I didn't. I was never a religious person in any sort of way. I was just always like anti all that, anti-establishment, anti-religion, like anti like whatever, dude. We are all one, like we all like just love one another. And like, so what's cool is I had that in the back of my head, like living the like hippie lifestyle or whatever, like, bro, just be love and just love one another. So like, that was a solid brick in like my wall of like life for me. But I came to a certain point where, like things fell off in my life, and I, went into, I can't understand like fully like mental health things, 'cause I haven't experienced them until like that time in my life. Like, I can definitely say like I fell into depression, and which was super gnarly for me, 'cause I'm a pretty happy person most of the time. Like, I like to have fun. I like to goof around. Like, I like to, you know, like just good vibes all around most of the time, I'd say. And hopefully others would say the same thing about me. But at that time, just fell off and just got depressed, and it went on for a long time, and just anxious all the time. And it just kept going. And I got to a point where I wanted to give up and like just be like, you know what, this life thing, not with it. So at that time I was journaling and stuff, and in my journals, like, I don't even remember what I wrote, 'cause it was like real dark and stuff, that thing's gone. But I remember mentioning God in it, and I would always write God with a lowercase g, because how I am, I was like, he ain't getting a capital G, not from me. And then, so if you hear that there, over time, like after a little bit, I like started crossing out those lowercase g's and putting capital G's. And then like giving God like a little bit of power, like just a little bit. And then, yeah. And then one night, like I was just like, it was it. I was just hit that rock bottom. And I had went to a skate church, and my buddy Derek, it was his first skate church sharing. And like, he shared kind of like a bit of his testimony, and it really like touched and related to like what I was going through. And afterwards, I was like, I went up to him leaving Cape Park. I was like, hey, bro, what you said over there meant a lot. And he's like, oh, like, thank you, like, whatever. And I was like, no, like, it meant like a lot to me. I like put all my stuff down, like just gave him a hug and like cried in his arms. And wow. Then wow. Like, I went home like that night, and I was like, well, it's either this way or I'm going to try this. And I decided to say a prayer that night. Ask God, like, hey, like, if you are who they say you are, this and that, like, reveal yourself to me, show me. I just want to feel normal again. I'm not asking for much. I just want to feel normal. I want to feel like me again. And I did that. And the next day, like, I woke up and I felt a little better. Before, I was waking up and I'd literally be scared to be awake, and it was like real trippy. And like, so like I woke up the next day and I didn't have that. So I like felt like a little better, and the next day felt even better. And literally as the days went on, like all of a sudden I was normal again. And like there was just like little things along that path that like it was just like so obvious that it was God. And yeah. I was like, which even led to me getting invited on a mission trip to Israel. And last minute, 2 weeks before the trip, I decided to go, and I had to raise the money to go, which was like $1,500 to $2,000 or something. And I got a passport within a day, and I raised every dollar to the exact dollar the night, literally the night before leaving. I did like a pop-up shop selling clothes before going on the trip the next day. I made exactly to the dollar that I needed to go on the trip, and I went to Israel and then like got baptized in the Sea of Galilee. And it was just like,
wow.
Yeah, dude, it was super gnarly. And like I can say like, dude, like the Lord saved my life, and I'm here because of him. And dude, that's my experience, like with finding right nature to finding the Lord, and like just having that backup influence in my life that was created over time, that was like literally like the Lord like seeking me without me seeking him, and like not realizing it until I decided to open my heart up. Mm-hmm. And like, so it's real rad.
Wow, but, dude, praise God, man. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, like, that's a good testimony, man. That's mm-hmm. that's awesome. For real.
So like, I mean, all I gotta say like with that is like, bro, if anyone's going like through something and like they don't find like they don't know what to do, like just say a prayer. Like just say a prayer, reach out to God. You may like be like, nah, screw that, bro. Like I don't want anything to do with that. What's it gonna hurt? If nothing happens, then nothing happens. Keep going with your life, and maybe try it again later. But if something happens, your whole life can change. For me, it did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? Give it a try.
Yep. Yep. Amen, dude. Yeah. I learned a lot from, I didn't grow up either. Like I didn't grow up religious either, but I started my walk with God probably when I was like, I think 16 or 17. But I did it because like my wife now, we were dating, and kind of long story short, her parents are Christian, and they basically said like, because the unequally yoked thing, they were like, we're not going to support this, you know, basically unless you're not giving it a shot, unless you're willing. And mm-hmm. so I hadn't been raised any type of way. I just didn't know what to believe. So I'm like, I'll give it a chance. And so I did. And it was a long time coming. You know, I learned a lot like in the years since then, but what helped me a lot and really build my faith was when the ends first opened up. Mm-hmm. I started going there Monday nights because I was working construction. And so I would just go there sometimes with my friends. Sometimes I just go by myself. But that skate church, dude, that was amazing, bro. Like, really? Yeah, straight up. And that just helped me. I was in a dark time at that point, just working construction, because mm-hmm. I felt like I was going to be stuck there forever, and I didn't want to be. Yeah. And I didn't like working construction, but I just did it because it was like paying the bills. Mm-hmm. And I felt like really trapped. And that, man, like seeing that tied into skating, because I love skating, grew up skating, seeing that collab was mm-hmm. like life changing for me. Yeah. Really helped like get the gears moving. And like, and then I started going to Veterans on like another evening night, and or maybe it was Monday nights before the ends were open. Ride Nature was at Veterans, mm-hmm. and that helped too.
We go to both okay. every Monday. So nice. It could have been when yep. they're open or whatever.
Yep, yep. Yeah, dude. Yeah. So that's good, man. I shout out Ride Nature, man, for real. Like what they're doing and what you guys are doing is amazing, especially to see what it's grown to now. Cause yeah. I was in like when I first heard of Ride Nature, it was just that ramp. black house downtown with a mini ramp. Yeah. And now what it's grown to be, like, dude, God is moving, bro, in the community sure. through you guys yeah. a lot, man. So,
and it's breaking down some of the misconceptions of like people like me too. Like I was that like anti-establishment, no rules, like just do what mm-hmm. you want, live life and just be happy and spread love. But it's like, because sometimes you think of church, you think of like Christianity is like churchy and like yeah. very, very like, you know,
and rules.
Yeah. Yeah. And like mm. uncool, you know, yeah. like very uncool. And so to have it blended with something as awesome and gnarly as skateboarding, it's like, it's just so cool to, yeah. to see it, to see how it works symbiotically, you yeah. know? Because there's a lot of lessons you learn in skating. I've always, like, ever since I've started, I've just seen skating as this, like, tool for life almost. Like, the like metaphor, there's so much, like, I don't know, just the value of skating mm-hmm. and the lessons you learn just from, like, being okay with going outside and you know you're going to fall, like, over a dozen times before oh, yeah. you, like, get what you want. And it's, like, a metaphor for life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's, it, to me, too, like pairing my faith and my like walk with skating, it's almost like made it easier, you know what yeah. I mean? Because I can use skating as a time to like really get away and meditate and like listen to God. Sometimes I'm just skating and just, and a lot of times it's at ride nature, at the ramps, just mm-hmm. by myself, just like cruising, just doing 50-50s on the coping yeah. over and over.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that, dude, that's so rad. Like, that's real encouraging, like for me, and I'm sure like, and like, who, if people watch this like at ride nature, like that's going to be encouraging for them to hear, like, like that story of you going to skate church and like that had some sort of movement in you, because it's like, in a sense, like that's how it was for me. And like, that's how I've been able to witness like in others too. And it's like, that's like the hope like to keep the fruit going, like mm-hmm. keep bearing fruit, like mm-hmm. and like just keep this train moving and like break down the like misconceptions of like what Christianity is. And it's like, dude, it's only religion until like you like start to practice, and then it becomes a relationship.
Yeah.
And then it's not religion, and it's not like, you don't have to be like, have a certain denomination or this and that. It's like, me, like, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That's all I know. Like, I'm sure, use the word Christian, use whatever word you want, but I follow Jesus Christ, and that's what I will go by. And you know, it makes it a little easier to be like, oh, I'm a Christian, like whatever. But that's at the end of the day, like, I just follow Jesus Christ. And like, I find so much like happiness in this, and like, I just want to continue to share with others like what I've experienced in my life, and like how good like he is, and like how much he has done for us, and like what Jesus has done for us, and like what we can do now as being examples of like his son that was sent, like, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I love that, man. I love that, bro. Is ride nature like behind your move to Colorado, or do you just feel like God is pulling you? What's kind of powering that?
Okay, so I mentioned earlier the dude that let me in the side gate and became my first friend. His name was Garrett,
mm-hmm.
and he's worked at Ride for a while, and he was the director of skate outreach. And there was also someone that worked at Ride. Her name was Sabrina Sabe, and they ended up getting married, and then they moved to Colorado, and they've been there for like 2 years. And the whole time they've been there, they're like, yo, come out to Colorado, you should move here, blah blah this and that. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, like that'd be sick, like, and this and that. But so I went out to I was supposed to go on a mission trip to Peru back in maybe August or somewhere around there, maybe October, I don't know. But it got canceled because like traveling and stuff is all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy Patrick was like, yo, let's just go to Colorado. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So we went, and then we stayed with them. And, just through that process of like staying with them and spending a couple of days with them and getting to hang out with them, well, Garrett runs G&P Skate Park, which is an indoor skate park in Colorado Springs, and they do skate church over there and stuff. And then Sabrina, she like is involved with the church, and she has a vegan like baking company called Runaway Bake Shop. I think that's what it's called. They do that. And after leaving Colorado, I just like really felt on my heart to like that it was my next step to go there and help them out, like to help with like, you know, like getting involved with the church, with doing things and helping the skate park and like whatever, like literally like be like their intern, like whatever they want to do, whatever way I can lend my hands to like help them in their walk and in their journey. Like, I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be. And I just talked to them about it, and I was like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. I'm not saying for sure, but yeah. And then they're like, we're down, dude. So basically in a week, I'm going to be moving to Colorado and I'm going to be staying. They have a guest bedroom and they're going to let me stay with them until like I get on my feet and stuff. And I'll be working at the skate park and doing stuff with that. And hopefully like my goal is like just to do whatever I can to help them in whatever way they need, as well as just like help in gaining community. Well, like first within like within myself in the community, and then also for like the skate park and like the skate, like the whole skate community, like where we can skate, take the skate church that's only on Tuesday nights to being skate church maybe Tuesday and Thursday nights, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, or also actually going out to skate parks and bringing pizza like we do here.
Yeah.
And going to different parks. And like, I know Colorado's a little more like free spirited and stuff for the most part. And, but I think it'd be super rad to, you know, just give people the opportunity over there to like hear the good news and, hear what like the Lord has to offer. And I think like it's very easily accessible and we can just pop up a tent, throw a grill on, cook some hot dogs or like bring some pizza. And it's like, I think like it's not too hard of a goal to have, and that'd be super rad to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the ways it's affected people here. Like it's affected you, like it's affected you, it's affected me. Like I know a bunch of people have been affected by it here, and it's like if we keep doing that everywhere, like
seeds bro, planted all over the
exactly.
place.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. I love that, man.
Dude, that's sounds awesome. Like we need to take a trip to Colorado Springs.
Bro.
Yeah, GMP skate park.
Hey, you guys are welcome out, dude.
And then, dude, I think you were talking to me about their operation. Aren't they trying to do something skate and bake or something?
Yeah. So they have a goal in their head, and it's not like a for sure thing, but it's something that they've been talking about and has having a skate shop that's like a skate shop and a bakery, because she does her baked goods and like obviously he skateboards, have a skate shop, and it'd be like and it'd be real cool like in Colorado where all them stoners are to have a place called like whatever Skate and Bake, because it's like, oh, I skate,
I
smoke weed, like I'll go in here and then bang, bait and switch.
You're getting cupcakes.
Yeah, you're getting cupcakes and the love of the Lord on you right now. Like, and then it's like, you know, just create, like, it'd be cool to like just create that vibe where it's like funny and like comfortable, just like just that skater vibe where it's not like oh, they're going to church and church service, this, that. It's like, no, like come here and like we'll, where you want to go, we'll come to you too, but like we'll like come here and we'll share with you what we have to say and what our beliefs are, and dude, we'd love to hear yours as well, and let's talk about it. Like,
let's practice kickflips. Let's hear about life. Let's
exactly. So that would be real cool. That'd be a real cool thing for them, and like I'd be very excited to be a part of it and help them out in like any way I can. So
that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Do you ever feel like and I don't know if you have, for the most part, I don't know if you do like whenever you are doing skate churches, have you ever said a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So you, nice. So you, cause I see that in you just from like sitting down with you, you've got like that spirit, like to lead, like you've got, so I can so see that being successful, dude, you going out to Colorado, moving thousands, touching thousands of people.
Yeah,
what does Mars say? We're in the seed planting business, and God's in the watering business.
Heck yeah.
So you just go out and plant the seeds, and God takes care of the rest.
Hey, first, like, I appreciate that. Thank you for the encouragement.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I've definitely shared it at skate churches, and, like, sometimes it's not easy. Like, sometimes you're just, like, in front of people, and you're like, I got a message to share with you. Like, whatever. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, especially, like, with the fact, like, I'll just be real, like, with the fact of us being broken sinners in our own lives, sometimes when you share a message to others, like afterwards, it's a little unsettling, because like you can, like I've been in situations where I've shared a message and afterwards I'm like, am I being a hypocrite? Like, am I being this? Like, am I, like, did I just share something that I'm not fully living up to? And it's like things like that that can be an encouragement. Like, one, it's like, one, it really brings you down, and I've had a few skate churches like that. But then also, like, I've been able to be in a community of people that help build me back up. And then it's an encouragement, because it's like, okay, why are you feeling convicted? and it's like, all right, adjust and see what you're doing wrong in your life or what you are being convicted in, and adjust from that. And if you feel like you're a hypocrite from that message, then what can you change? Like, so it's like you just move from there. So it's like encouragement to anyone that's sharing anything personal about their lives or even like sharing about the Lord. Like, it's not always an easy thing and it's not always comfortable, but it's like, it's what we're called to do. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like speak of him and like tell others about him and scream his name from the mountaintops. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
but, it's not the easiest thing to do all the time, but it definitely is a real good feeling. Like, I know, like, I did a skate church at Lehigh this past Monday, and it's a real small crew, and like I had a message planned, and then literally like right when I was about to share it, like I changed the whole message. I was like, I have a verse that I like that like is my go-to, and I'm just gonna put everything down, and I'm a go into the verse, and then I'm just gonna talk about it and like let out what's on my heart to share right now. And like I felt really good about that, and I felt like I felt good from what I said, not only because like the pride and pleasure in myself, like, oh, that's a good word, but like, no, like I felt good, and also like there was encouragement from others like thanking me for the message I said. And it's like little things like that. Like, I was the person thanking someone else before, and like I still always thank the homies for sharing a message, because sometimes I need to hear it. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the time I need to hear it. Please share the message. Yeah, yeah. Like keep it going, because then like more you pour into me, the more I can pour into someone else, and we keep them glasses full. So
yeah,
but yeah,
man, I love that, dude. I love it. So when are you moving? Do you have a move date?
So this has been a real stressful topic of just, it's been kind of funny. Because, like, yesterday, someone's like, oh, when are you moving? I got asked 6 times after that, too. Because after the first person asked, I was like, yesterday was the 21st. And I was like, between the 25th and the 1st. And I was like, wait, what's today? And they're like, the 21st. I was like, oh. I was like, that's so soon. And then, like, someone asked me right after. And I was like, oh. And, like, they're already making a joke of me. Like, what are you going to cry? Like, whatever. And then, like, someone else said it, and then my homie Carson, he was talking to Skate Church, and he brought me up and how I'm moving. I'm like, please stop, bro. Like, but the plan is between the 25th and the 1st. Most likely, it will be the 1st, just because, like, my buddy Alex is going on the road with me for the trip, and he's going to fly back. So we're trying to, like, stop certain places and, like, make, like, we're going to take, like, he has 2 weeks, so we're going to, like, make a road trip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I started with like a map full of like different spots to go to, but I think we're going to bring it down to just a few like important spots and then get to Colorado a little quicker, because we have homies that are going to be in Kansas at a certain point. So we're going to try to make it to Kansas at the time that they're going to be there. So it's still not put together. We still have to sit down and like talk about the trip and like how long it's going to take and whatever. But, the goal is probably like the 1st. So that's it, pretty soon.
Yeah. Dang, dude. That's crazy. The reason I ask is because I'm just sitting here thinking, like, it's crazy how you and I are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We both skate.
Yeah.
Skated for a while. We both follow Jesus. And now you're moving. And I just met you. Like, dude. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
But I am feeling like, you know, obviously it's not, you know, it's, I feel like this has happened for a reason. And I feel like, dude, that board right there, I skated that board.
Hey.
I didn't even know you at the time, but like, I saw, like, he like showed me and I was like, bro, I want to skate that. That's sick.
I think you told me that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, dude, so something about you. Let's stay in touch, bro. Like,
dude, for
it's,
sure.
It's been a pleasure meeting you and getting to know you.
Yeah.
I hate that you're leaving soon, but I know that it's, you know, God's got bigger plans for you over there.
And it gives us a reason to go there.
It
you
does.
Know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, traveling. I've never been to Colorado.
Bro, if you guys ever want to move out to Colorado, I'm trying to build a community.
City of Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City of Mountains podcast.
There we go. Yeah. No. I love Colorado.
Yeah.
I would consider it.
And just, I don't know. I feel like we've been called to, like, we're being pulled, like, we're in a weird spot with the podcast where we don't know exactly what, like, the next step is. And, like, for the longest time, we've thought about doing, like, podcasts on skate trips, like going somewhere and like doing the pod, because our equipment really isn't much. Like, yeah, we can carry like it in a bag. Yeah, like we brought it to Jacksonville. We were going to do a podcast in Jacksonville. It didn't all line up, but we were thinking like that'd be so cool to go on like a skate trip to meet other skaters or like a group of friends we have or something and make a whole thing out of it. And like we could vlog it, we could make a podcast episode and like have it be a whole thing. It's just, don't know exactly how it'll work, but I don't know. I feel like the leads are out there.
Yeah, I think that's for sure can work out. Like, even if you just like you continue to do like have like everything ready to do a podcast if it is presented to you, but also like maybe just random interviews with people at a skate park, like you vlog it up, like do whatever and like hang out and then like just sit down with the homie for a minute, like if it's like 2 minutes, like whatever, and then you get a little like peace of mind from them and like just kind of feel it out. And like, you know, first step is the hardest step. So once you get like past that and get a little more comfortable with it, like I'm sure you guys went through with starting the podcast.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is weird just sitting here talking to each other. But yeah, I think that's for sure like something that you guys can do.
Yeah.
I think you just got to go for it.
And if we've learned anything, it's that like the more we stress about like who the next guest is, what the next plan is, what the next like step is in general, the more like there's no use in stressing about it, because every time we do stress about it, it all lines up how it needs to, and like we end up just having, just like this episode, like this just lined up because we were skating and ride nature and he's like, yeah, you should come on sometime, and one thing led to another, and this is kind of like in everything we've been talking about and doing in our lives, this is kind of like the perfect episode to come from like what we've done, you know what I mean? And hopefully the first of many to come, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I don't know. I want to talk to more people at Ride Nature.
Yeah.
And like, who'd you say is the founder, Mark?
Well, first, I want to just put out there, this is the perfect episode. He said it. But yeah, Mark Cook, he's the founder of Ride Nature. And they also have a podcast, too, called the Pursuit Collective Podcast. So, dude, they had Mikey Taylor on there last.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they don't actually come in. Like, sometimes they, like, come in, but usually it's, like, over the phone and stuff. But, like, dude, Mikey Taylor is a solid believer. Like, he's real rad. Like,
really?
Oh, wow.
I never knew
some
that.
Yeah, some of the Pursuit Collective episodes are, like, I think all of them are pretty good, actually.
I gotta look into that.
Yeah, but Mikey Taylor's episode is pretty good, and they talk about faith and skateboarding and all that, so...
It's are there cool. other skater pro skaters that are like outspoken like that? I know Jamie Thomas is.
Yeah, he's actually good friends with Mark. Like,
oh yeah, because like, I know he's been involved with Ride Nature.
Yeah,
stuff.
He came to like Go Skate Day events and stuff. They've gone on like a Columbia mission trip, and there's plans to do other ones and everything. But like, yeah, they're good friends with one another.
That's awesome.
But P-Rod's pretty vocal about his faith, and for the most part, Sheckler, Carlos Ribeiro is becoming more and more vocal with it. Like, he lives right across the street from Richard Mulder, old Chocolate Pro, and like that Richard Mulder is like his mentor in a way, and like he pours into him and stuff. Dude, Lance Mountain, Ray Barbie, I don't know if you've heard of Mess Halls, but it's ran by Joe Gruber. He's a pro that used to ride for 8th Street back in the day, and Ray Barbie and Lance Mountain, and like they run this Zoom call, I think it's like 2-3 times a week, where they like literally anyone can hop on. You just like get the information from their, message them on Instagram, you get the information with them, like you get the alerts on your phone, like, hey, devotional and this at this time, and you're literally on like a Bible study type deal devotional with Lance Mountain, Ray Barbie, and like, you know, like whoever else enters.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's dude cool. It's super cool and like encouraging and stuff. It's like, dude, these are like people I look up to, like just in skateboarding. Now I can look up to them in faith, and like I'm praying with them right now, like, what is this about? This is real gnarly.
Unreal. Heck yeah. That's
cool. But there's a lot of things out there like that it's just you don't start to find until you start to find like those pieces along the way. Who else? Dude, there's a lot of people doing that you just don't even know, because some people are just like shy with it, and like I mean even Jamie Thomas, like he's not very outspoken in his faith,
especially with his brand of like zero and like real gnarly, you know, like it's kind of,
but like he's created something that you can't really like, you can't really change up too much. If you change zero to like something like softer or whatever, like it wouldn't work, and it's like I think it's real sick. I don't skate zero boards, but I think zero is a sick company, and you know, Jamie Thomas is a believer. That's my brother in Christ right there. So that's real rad. I hope he succeeds and continues succeeding. But you know, some of the zero graphics are like, you're really doing a collab with this company? You're really doing a collab with this band right now? Then I'm like, you know what? They have, it's more than just him. Yeah. Like, there's other people involved and they have contracts with people and like whatever, but yeah.
Man, that's gotta be tough in his position, you know?
Yeah, especially for Zero. Zero is like out there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yeah, real gnarly.
Yeah, Lino, Marcelino, Mendoza, flow for Zero.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right from Jamie Thomas. So I'll gas myself up a little more, you know, just let the people know. But I told Marcelino, I was like, before the Go Skate Day contest, skate a Zero board. You should skate a Zero board in the Go Skate Day contest because I watched the Nine Club and I listened to pro skaters talk to each other. And
shout out Nine Club.
Shout out Nine Club. Yeah. Literally every night is watching Nine Club.
I was
watching it last night. And they were talking about, I was like, dude, if you like a brand, like ride that brand, support that brand. And that's what I always try to do. And I told him, I was like, bro, you should set up a Zero board. Cause he messes with Zero. Like he likes Zero and he will skate Zero boards. I was like, you should set one up. I know you have one. And he did. And then at the competition, he killed it. So this kind of has nothing to do with me, but we'll get there. He killed it. And then Jamie Thomas went up to him after the contest. He was like, hey, we'll send some extra boards to Ride Nature for you. Cause like Marcelino's on the shop team for Ride. And he's like, yeah, we'll send some extra boards for you. So he's getting flow from Zero.
Wow.
And then he said, he's like, it helps that you're riding a Zero board. And I was like, oh, that's right. So it's like in his victory right there, you know, I have a little bit of victory. It just feels good with me.
I like that.
But
that's cool, man.
Little funny things.
That's cool because how hard he's been killing it, dude. Like, shout out Marcelino for real. That's awesome. Well deserved for him to like get hooked up like that.
Yeah, dude, and I think it's just gonna like drive him to like to keep going. Like,
yeah, he's been getting, dude. Every time he posts on Instagram, I'm just like, I know, bro, you're getting so good every time I see you skate. Yeah,
and he's just a fun dude to giggle with.
Yeah,
like, Marceline is a fun time. Mm-hmm. Like, and then when you skate with him, you're like, I'm gonna sit. Sometimes it's like that, but usually it's not, because it's like the session with him is always fun. But he does shred, and
he was number one in that contest. I was number two. He was number one.
Really?
Yep.
Dang, so he beat you, huh?
Uh-huh. It was a good game, though. Yeah. So fun, bro. Such good vibe. Shout out Madhouse, too, for what they do.
Yeah, shout out Madhouse.
They're having fun.
Josh Jeffers. You know Josh Jeffers?
Mm-mm.
He has a key to Madhouse, but he'll bring me there on some mornings when no one's there, and like we'll session just me and him, and it's real fun because I never skate that park, and like I never, because people are always like, oh, yeah, $5. Like, I'm like, I'm okay. Backyard's like a skate park.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. And then it's like, he started taking me there, and I'm like, dude, this is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when it's just like two of us, because like we brought four of us there one time, and it was just like, it was fun, but it's like, if there was any more people than that, I would not be about it. Like, it's just too small of a space.
Mm-hmm.
But especially how slippery it is, dude.
Yeah, I was saying it's worse than a skate park in Tampa.
Yeah, I had to get used to that. That the vert wall pumped real hard, just went down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
But yeah, that park's fun.
Yeah, and I like their little, like I was saying, like the different sections of the skate scene, like all those dudes, how they like post on Instagram and have their skate nights. It's really cool to see, you know, that they're still, because they were regulars of Brotherhood, and like they were the OGs that I used to look up to.
Bro, so they still have like in the park, they have like the old rail from the skate park.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
Like,
these
old sign from the skate park. Mm-hmm. It's so sick.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, that's what I grew up seeing right there.
Heck yeah.
And that's crazy too. How like when we were younger, none of us ever skated together.
I know. It's really weird. Yeah,
like my homie Aaron, like he's like one of my closest homie with the dreads. But he was like, he grew up in Cape Coral just like me, and would go to the same skate park as me. And like I had no idea who he was until the first time I shared a skate church was right before I started interning at Ride Nature last year. Not last year, because the year just changed. 2 years ago, when I shared my testimony with like at skate church, he came up to me and like talked to me and stuff, and that's when we became friends. And it turns out like we would go to the same skate park all the time, and we didn't even know each other.
Wow.
And it's just like the Lord like puts us in like these certain times where we meet certain people for certain reasons. Like everything has a reason to it.
100%.
And it's like, you know what, you just gotta go with it. Like us meeting now, like, dude, you know, I mean, we've met before, but
yeah
just like this time, like there's a reason for it.
Yeah,
and it's like real sick. And There's so many people, so.
I know, right?
A lot of them freaking people, dude.
I know. It is crazy to think. We probably, like, did you skate Fort Myers skate park as a kid?
Yeah.
Growing up? Yeah, then we probably have, like, all session the same park.
Mm-hmm. Definitely Kate Park was, like, the more, like, I'd go there more often. But, true. Like, Fort Myers skate park was, like once every, like, 2-3 weeks, like, I would be going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Cape was, Fort Myers was often for us. Cape was kind of, like, hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah, Fort Myers skate park. It was like $5 for the day, $8 for the month, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, at that age, like my parents were driving me, so like I'd pay the $5 because I'm like, oh, I don't know when I'm gonna come back or whatever, and then that extra $3. Yeah, got my math right. The extra $3, dude, that's lasting me the next week. I'm just scrounging for food. Dropped off somewhere. Here's $5. She's like, I'm holding on to this as long as I can. Your homies get food. Can you give me something? Give me an ice cream cone, please.
Dollar menu days. The McChicken.
Yeah. Or just like try to make friends with the people at McDonald's and just like sometimes they'll slide you stuff like a free fry, dude. We were always hanging out by McDonald's because there was like. There was, like, a bank that actually had banks over in Cape Coral, and we'd skate there, like, every day after school. Like, we wouldn't even have to, like, text each other. We would be, like, skate spot. And, well, one skate spot was just flat ground. Like, when we'd text each other, oh, meet you at skate spot, it was literally just flat ground parking lot. And then, like, down, like, right over, there was a bank, and we'd just skate there every day and then just hang out at the McDonald's and all that. But it's, like, just grew up playing, like, games of skate all the time. Yeah, and that's all we did.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play games of skate for, like, hours straight, like... It was crazy.
That's like us with St. Carlos Elementary. That's like our or Carl Drew's even closer. Like Carl Drew's was right down the road from our house, so we'd like walk there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was like it's basically flat ground. There's a little curb, but like we'd mainly just skate flat ground. Yeah. One time I carried my rail, the same rail I have actually right now, the green one.
I used to do that.
I carried it all the way down the road, like probably 10 blocks or something, down to Carl Drew's.
It's a hike. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hike.
Me and my friends used to do the same thing. We had a rail and we'd. Blocks down.
Crazy, dude. The stuff we do to skate, man.
Yeah. For real. And I was thinking when you were talking about the Fort Myers skate park and the charges and stuff, it's like we would have... There was a time where our dad would take us, like, over the summer. We'd, like, go a lot over the summer as we were younger. And when... I think it was around the time TC's was still a thing. But as we got older, we'd start taking Lee-Tran. That would be, like... Mm. We'd meet up with all the friends. Probably when you were, like, not really skating as much or whatever. And even after Zach was skating, probably we would take the Lee-Tran up and down 41 and we'd like hit skate spots. Sometimes we'd go all the way to near downtown and hit the skate park. And we'd have to like look in the couch cushions for, you know, $2.50 for the bus pass and then $5 for the skate park, find a helmet or whatever.
I've never been on the Lee-Tran.
Really?
No.
Wouldn't recommend.
This has been a topic of conversation on the podcast.
Because I love it.
Recommend it. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, it's
cool. Like it's like yeah, I'm taking a bus somewhere. Like I don't know for people that I feel like for like fortunate people like us, like that's kind of a cool thing. But like for people that aren't so fortunate, it's like to ride the bus.
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah, dude. I hated it when I had to ride it, man. It's just so unpractical. Mm. Like.
It takes a while.
Yeah, dude. You're like, dude, so, you know, you want to take this place to, like if you wanted to take the bus right now from here to Gulf Coast, you could drive there in probably, like, 8 minutes. Taking the bus there.
Yeah, it'd be a whole adventure.
It would be, like, a 45-minute hike, probably, because you're stopping here and here and here. Going here and then stopping there. It's like,
but that's part of it's weird to say, but like, that's I've told him that's part of the reason I like it because it makes sure it isn't just as simple as like go get in my car and start it up and drive there. It's like a whole adventure where it's like, what time is the bus going and where do I it's gonna drop me? Oh, and then I gotta go on this one. And I'm glad I don't have to do it anymore, but at the time it was pretty sick to like go. Imagine the satisfaction when I got there. Was one clip in particular I remember doing two missions with Jake, and when we got the clip. Riding the bus back home, like all hot and sweaty and nasty and like, you know, dehydrated, just getting on the bus. When you make it home, then the meal, bro, the meal when you finally eat.
I've been waiting ages for this meal.
Yeah, because the first time I tried the trick, we got all the way there and it was like not that far, but on the bus, it's a whole day thing. And I rolled my ankle trying it and then we went back a second time and I landed it. And it was a trick that when I first conceived it, I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Even Jake was like, I don't know if you'll be able to do that. And I did it.
Dang, the homie didn't even have your back?
Yeah.
What was it?
Half cab heel off Haddinger's. because at the time I'd only ever kickflipped Hadingers, and so thinking riding fakie off it, doing a half cab heel flip, I did it.
Onto that dusty ground.
Yeah, dusty, nice. Dusty, crusty ground.
You ever skate Hadingers?
I have no idea what that is.
It's like Hadingers is like a furniture place, I think, and they just had this little.
Is there a loading like dock. An H with a square?
Dude, it might be.
I could imagine.
It's called something different now. I don't know what it's called now, but they changed companies. Okay. But
is it?
It's just a loading dock, Babcock? Basically. No, it's I don't know what it's called now. It's like I can't even describe.
Is the place
where,
still
where's
there?
It at?
It's on 41, and it's like if you drive north, like you're going to that Walmart. I think it's.
It's a loading dock.
Yeah, it's just and it's not skatable anymore because they put a dumpster in front of it. Mm. But there was also a rail going down the loading dock, but it was a wooden rail that had angle iron on it. Alex Brawley, did you ever watch his video parts from Naples? Mm. Alex Brawley had a video part where he did a nollie front board down the rail and nollie 5-0 down the rail.
Okay.
And those are the only clips that have been like documented at Hadingers because it's just a loading dock.
Yeah.
But to us, it was sick.
Yeah.
Because we were like watching Zero videos and like jump down gaps and stairs.
I mean, you could throw a clip in like right here if you had the clip, right?
I do have the clip. I'll put it in right here. Yeah. There you go, viewer.
Because right. I want to see it. So when I watch it.
Oh, yeah. Once we get done, I'll show you.
Okay,
actually,
yeah,
I'll show
that,
you.
That works.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it first. Huh?
But before we go, one thing we used to ask guests that we don't anymore for some reason is
go ahead.
Who is, if you could see anyone on the show, who would you want to see us talk to?
Let me think. Have you had Nick at all times? Okay. Well,
I love that.
I've been wanting to have Marshall Nicholson on.
That'd be good.
That'd have to be like a 4-hour episode, though. Gotta make sure he got time to come over here. He's got probably got so many stories.
I think, like, Mark would be cool. That'd be real cool. I think he would have a lot to say about, like, ride nature and stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, that would be
anyone else at Ride Nature?
I mean, my homie Carson can talk. Like, he's literally my roommate. Like, he sleeps 4 feet away from me. So... real quick, back at the end of 2020, I interned at Ride Nature for 6 months, and at the end of that internship, I was looking to live somewhere because like I was moving out of the house, and I was at the skate park, and I told him this, and we were like homies, but we weren't like super close or anything, and then he's like, "Live with me," and I was like, "Okay," and then I was like, "I just got a dog, like, I." Just telling you, and he's like, "What else do I have to do to convince you?" And I was like, "Show me your place." So like I went over to his house and like chilled with him at his house, and then I was like, "Yeah, for sure, like I'll move in." And we literally shared a room for like 4 or 5 months or whatever.
Wow.
Like right next to each other. And then like he ended up, and then he got me a job. Some people may be upset about where I've been working, but he was working as a manager at Zumiez, and he got me a job there. And then we worked together for a bit, and he ended up leaving Zumiez and moving out and going to Ride Nature and living there and working with them. And so I had a room to myself, which was sick. But then a few months down the road, coming to like 3 months ago, I moved out of San Carlos right down the road and back into Ride Nature, and now we're sharing a room again. And then I just moved back to Ride, so like for some extra like just time spent like in a community of believers, just growing and being able to like find myself in the works that I'm doing and like how I can serve when I go to Colorado, like which is sick about your encouragement of like saying that like I can lead something is like I've been learning and praying, and like I think God's been like teaching me like how to be more of a leader, and I've been able to like experience that through like living in a household like with 9 other dudes and like being the one that's been there for a while and like just being able to speak into their lives, and whether it be like a faith or their mental health or like whatever it may be, or just like, dude, just being there to hang out. Like I think the Lord's definitely been helping me and like realize that like, wow, he's been teaching me how to be a leader. So like, yeah. I appreciate when you said that. But anyways, my friend Carson can talk. And he is a very passionate man, and he's super rad. And I think he would be cool to be on the show. He might not be about it because he doesn't like things like this. Mm-hmm. But like, he'd be real sick.
True.
But if I think about anyone else, like I'll for sure hit you up.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, I don't know, dude. I want all my homies on the show. I want to bring them all here.
And dude, that's the thing too, is like I feel like we just scratched the surface with like talking about stuff, and we love to have like repeat episodes where we maybe even have like a table of people, like couple people, you know, and like all of us just chop it up and talk about skating and whatever.
Yeah, we can even do, if you want, we can do like a way one where you guys are here and you call me or FaceTime.
That would be sick, because we have a new board where we can do that.
Yeah,
so
and like it'd be a little update, like to
how everything's going.
Yeah, so like it'd be like maybe like 2 months and maybe something would be going on. So
that'd be actually really cool.
Yeah, so if you guys are down to that, I'd be down to that.
Heck yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to like discuss or talk about before we wrap it up? Anything in particular? I feel like we covered a lot.
Sure, yeah, I do have a few things. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And this is the camera that's on you if you needed to look at it.
Dang, I feel real weird looking straight into the camera, so I'm not going to do that and play with this ball. by the way, I went to Pop Stroke before here, and I was late because I was spending time with my homie Philly and Luke. Shout out. They wanted me to mention their names. So.
All right.
Got you, boys. I like. But yeah, they're my day ones, and like Philly, like I'm the godfather of his child, which is a blessing to have that like title for his daughter. Like I'm her godfather, like sick.
Yeah. Amazing.
But anyways, yeah, dude. Support Ride Nature, support your local skate shops. I'm not looking at that camera. But like Ride Nature is a nonprofit, Christian organization. We spread the gospel through action sports. So we go around the world, give away surfboards, skateboards, shoes, and it gives us a chance to have an outlet to share the gospel with people. So it's a little easier of a thing to do, because, you know, I mean, it's not always a hard thing to just be like, yo, like just even in our action, just giving out a praise the Lord or like amen or like just those little things so people can like be attentive to like, what is this guy saying over here? Like, praise the Lord. Like, what about the Lord? Like, now they can be questioning it. But like, through action sports, it gives us an outlet to reach people, like, where they are and, like, at the skate parks, at the street spots, wherever it may be. And we can really, like, dive deeper and just, like, build friendships with one another that can, like, hopefully lead to, like, building a relationship that continues into heaven and then we can all see each other there. So that's, like, the main goal in that. I do have my homie Derek Chateau. Have you met Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super rad dude, best dude ever.
Yeah.
Big influence in my life. But he was in a really bad car accident last year, and it was really rough. And he's in a pretty difficult situation right now physically, and it's been real rough on his family. And rough on all of his friends and stuff, and can't even imagine what's going on in his head. But with that being said, I can just ask that, like, prayers for Derek Chateau. And if anyone feels led to, you know, help his parents out in like financial situation that he's in, that they're in, that they have to pay, I have on my Instagram, Nick at all times. In my bio, I have a link tree, I think that's what it's called, and there's a place you can go and like send some money to his family, and it can help them out. So a dollar helps, a prayer helps, anything helps. Just keep him in your thoughts, keep him in your prayers. And then prayers for me and my travels and going out to Colorado and all the new things to come, and there's prayers for our community here. And like, you know, sometimes we gotta as being a part of like an organization like Ride Nature, like we go out so much that sometimes we have to focus on here, and like some people don't think about that, and like we can be the impact here in our community that some people don't have in their communities, and we can start here, and then that can impact other places too, because people will be sent out and people will go out and then speak of what we're doing and speak of their experiences just exactly as I'm doing. I'm going to be out in Colorado. So it's like, you guys, anyone can be just like me or be the opposite of me or whatever. Anyways, God loves you. I think that's it.
Yeah. And hey, if you're in Colorado Springs, go to what was it?
GNP Skate Park.
GNP Skate Park.
Yeah.
You see Nick there in a little bit.
Oh wait, one more thing too. Subscribe to Nick at All Times on YouTube. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. What's the other button? Comment something funny, like, or stupid, or like tell me you hate me. Like, I'll take it. Like, I'm pretty good with that. I love saying that stuff. It's so cheesy. Yeah. It's the best. Like, that's what I was saying earlier. Like Nick and all. It's just so funny. Like I wonder if Judah's going around. Like Judah's Garage, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, I'm Judah's Garage. Yeah.
Because like that's a boy from back in the day. But we don't kick it no more. But like I'm super proud of that man. He's killing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick at All Times on Instagram. I'm also sending out a newsletter soon that I will be sending out either every month or every 2 months of like more in depth of like what I'm up to personally. So if anyone's interested in receiving my newsletter, you can message me on Instagram, your email, and I'll send it out to you whenever they come out. And I should be done with my next one tomorrow. I don't know, I'm a busy guy, so we'll see.
Heck yeah, dude. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, dude. This has been awesome. Such a fun episode.
Thanks for having me. Sick.
Where can they find us at, Denny?
You can find us at, do we have any cameras going? We don't.
No, just this one.
City of Palms podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. Find us on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. New episodes every Monday. What was this? Episode 108. I knew it. Hit him with that outro, Biscuit.